Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving. Okay, so I am welcoming back Natalie. She was just on the podcast a few weeks ago talking about her new book and pilgrimage journey, but today we are talking about this workshop series that we are co-creating together called the Red Thread Workshop Series. Our first one is on July 22nd, 2024, for anyone who's listening down the line. And we are speaking to the voice, the throat, our center for self expression. And this first one is called All the Things I Never Said. So firstly, welcome, Natalie. Thank you for being on here again. This is, so beautiful to talk to you so frequently.
Thank you. I'm like, it's funny being on a podcast because like my whole body is like dancing and I'm just like, feel the vibrancy and like aliveness and excitement from the fact that we're just reconnecting and working in this way together, because that we connected nearly 10 years ago, right? Like in the UK, and we weren't sure when we'd actually be co-creating, but there was a deep knowing that that we would be. So there's this realization within me. I'm like, this feels like a dream, but it's like so beautiful to be weaving with you.
Yeah, I resonate. It's so beautiful to just like, as you're speaking, I just had that flashback of us standing, me in the kitchen and you outside, just vigorously waving at each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're doing it. We had no idea, but our souls knew that we would be here creating together. So let's start with diving into the red thread, why we chose the red thread, what that means to us. I'll give you the floor first, Natalie, and then we'll go from there.
Yes. So this very much, what I'm really loving about the Rose lineage is that women are coming in with their own like relationship to a lot of this deep wisdom that was beyond space and time. Like this was obviously a long time ago that Mary Magdalene was doing her work in the world, but we're somehow modernizing her teachings now in this current day. Mm-hmm. What I love about it is that we all come with a very different journey as to what it means for us. And that's part of the creation of Sisters of the Rose. It's about us really tapping into like, what does that feel like for me? And how can we continue to walk this path that Mary Magdalene and Jesus like started for us back in that day, but the world wasn't ready. But now the world is. Right? We're ready to hold that frequency. So for me, this links to the journey and the pilgrimage of like India and Egypt, where the rose came to me really strongly. And since being back in the UK, I've developed more of a relationship to Mary Magdalene. And it's funny because Eden, we were speaking about this yesterday, about the fact that like we've had this aversion a bit to Jesus Christ and God. And because of, I went to a Catholic girls' school. So for me, like finding the Bible in my parents' house again, I was like, wow, like, how different is my relationship now to Christianity? But the red thread is all of Mary Magdalene's work. And it's very much around supporting women to have freedom to express, to liberate, to come back into their sovereignty. And for me, the red thread is almost this connection between women of like that hand holding, even though we're online, that deep thread that we feel in sisterhood with other women, whereby we're all stepping in and doing that work, that shadow work, that alchemy, that deep work, because no, we're not going to do it alone. So for me, that's what it represents. Like I'm seeing a circle of women, regardless of being there, it's beyond space and time, because there has been this loneliness in the field and it's time just to really, step in together.
Step in together. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I so, as we were talking about yesterday, I so deeply resonate with that aversion to Christianity and anything even remotely linked to it. Like, I have been so disconnected and averse to that as a whole. And now I'm, as you invited me to read some of these books or listen to these audiobooks on Mary Magdalene's work, and I was just so shocked at like how resonant it was that almost like pieces of me had to crumble and fall away and be like, oh, okay, well, I don't resonate with that thought anymore or that resistance anymore. And I found that I've been like slowly living her work without even realizing it. It was very, very intuitive for me. Yeah, the red thread. I love that I got like, I was starting to get a little bit teary when you were speaking to that circle, the circle of women, and this red thread connecting us all. Because the red thread has been really prevalent in my life since pregnancy, since I had my blessing way. And so many women in my community have been pregnant and had their blessing ways. And there is a tradition that I don't know exactly where it comes from, but where at the blessing way, we pass around a red thread and we wrap it around our left wrist, so on our feminine side, and we wrap it around. And so we're all connected by this red thread. And at my blessing way, we sang a song as we're all connected. And of course, we're all just crying and feeling like physically being in that circle connected to the red thread, feeling what that feels like in our bodies. And then we cut and tie the red thread on our wrist. And that's, representing the connection we have to the woman who is pregnant and will be birthing soon. And once the baby is born, we cut the red thread. So for a season, I had a red thread on my wrist all the time. At one point, I had two red threads on my wrist, and so yeah, I've really felt and lived that connection where I'm looking at this red thread and thinking about the sister who is going to be birthing soon and thinking about her baby and sending them the love and blessings. So yeah, for me, it's this really powerful connection to women. And in this work, connection to women who desire the same things for themselves, for their sisters, their communities, the world, who desire this like deep love and safety and expression of self and beauty and just presence, just being. Like this heartfelt presence. So yeah, it feels really beautiful and really powerful to be kind of claiming that red thread energy and what it means and how it connects us all. It's almost like we're all walking our unique individual paths, and some of us come across this red thread. And this is what these workshops feel like for me. It's like, oh, I haven't seen this red thread before. I'm going to pick it up and follow it and see where it goes. And then there's, different teachings and lessons and things that we need to shed as we follow this red thread, but it leads us all to each other. So, yeah, it's, it feels so good. It feels so good.
Something I want to read just that really comes so strongly is Megan Watterson's statement, which is we can only know who we really are by remembering the love we have always been. And for me, that's part of it, right? It's about this deep remembering, but through each other, through the mirror of your sister, through the mirror of these parts we don't see about, see of ourselves, right? And it's about that collective imprint of stepping in. And actually, the charge of doing this work in a group of women, we can really shift the imprint, we can really shift the field, we can really shift the frequency, because all of this work we're doing separately, collectively, when we come together, that's where we really can transform. And I love the fact that you're speaking to this kind of dance with the thread, because it's like we're all looking for that, right? The kind of like, well, is it left or is it right? And the dance between like the mind and the heart, and somehow there's this trust in in this thread to lead us where we're meant to go, with softness, and grace. But There's some really, it's nice that we can lean on something that's come before, like a deep knowing.
Yeah. Really, yeah. And as you said before, and we're making it our own, we're making it work for modern day society, and modern day women, you know? So let's talk about the first workshop, and then we can kind of dive into our vision for the next three. So this is going to be a series of four workshops, the first one being all of the things I never said, but the first four are all going to be centered around the voice and self-expression and what that feels like in our bodies, what's blocking us, what we're having resistance to, what stories we might have that are limiting us. So did you want to speak to this idea that came to you first?
It's so interesting because, and it's funny that I'm now, I told Eden yesterday, I'm going back to Egypt because I've been in the UK for the last few months, but I've been on this pilgrimage of Egypt and India, but I've been back in Europe knowing that something deep within me at the moment isn't meant to be in these lands. And it's so funny that we're going back into doing this work around the voice, and Egypt is the throat chakra of the world. And I'm noticing, like, wow, this is really powerful because actually, most of our calls will be coming actually from Egypt and we'll have the potency of that land to work with. Because for me, there is, it's such an important place to start with the throat, because actually, there's so much that we're holding here. And I really like the lightness of the workshop theme that's all the things I never said, because actually, there's a simplicity in that. But also, there's a real, I guess, there's deep gratitude for having a safe space to share parts of us that haven't felt seen. And this is exactly what it'll be. It'll be around just really sharing in a safe space whereby actually we can start that conversation and start that unlearning, unblocking, opening. Because then we can move into deeper parts in our yoni and our womb, but somehow, like, we ignore this place where actually a lot of us are feeling wounding. We're having a lot of like pressure in our jaw, you know? And actually, for me, that bit often gets missed. And it's like really beautiful to be able to offer this first and really stay with this kind of part until we feel complete. So we've spoken about, you know, spoken word and dance and writing, you know, really bringing all these parts that allow us to remember how to express.
Yeah. And I want to speak to that expression. Like, it's the center of all self-expression, not just speaking or not just singing, but how we express ourselves in day-to-day moments, how we get dressed, how we feel and move in our bodies when we do get dressed, or, you know, how we create our art. So a lot of, you know, our creative energy starts in the sacral, where our reproductive systems live. You know, this is the center of life force energy. This is creation. And we can be so, you know, tapped in or switched on and connected to this creation space or this energy. But if we are blocked in our throats, it has nowhere to go. And if we think, like, if we take it back to sex, can we bring it up and actually express ourselves in that experience? I was speaking to a sister yesterday about this because of a post that I shared, kind of marketing for this workshop. She was like, "Oh my God, like, thank you." There was one line that I put in there, like, "Do you feel this lump in your throat when you are, you know, having sex with whoever, that blocks you from fully expressing yourself or your pleasure?" And I feel like that's like the deep part of this. But if we come back to like writing, I was saying to Natalie yesterday, I sometimes when I'm sat, even journaling, I feel like there's somebody watching over my shoulder, and I'm like editing what I say to no one because I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody's gonna read it. And that's like filtering myself. So instead of letting all of the thoughts that are, you know, swimming around my mind to come out onto the paper, I'm already filtering it before it comes out of me. So that's going to be, yeah, like that's going to be a really powerful next step. So this first workshop, we're going to do a quantum energy work journey experience, which essentially means we are just going to sit. We're going to connect with our bodies, connect with our energy field, and really tune into the throat, the mouth, the jaw, teeth, tongue, and feel what's there. Is there a lump there? Is there a door there that's locked? Is there, I don't know, sometimes there's like black sludge or whatever visual will end up coming. But what is there? Because when is the last time you sat with your eyes closed and really, really tuned in to your throat and just asked this space questions? How are you feeling? What are some things that you've withheld lately? And how did it feel to withhold those things? How did it feel to water down your self-expression in that moment? How did it feel to not tell your partner, your sister, your friend that what they said hurt your feelings? And now you have this little bit of a charge with them because you didn't express in the moment, like, hey, I actually didn't like the way that you said that. Can we talk about it? Like, just can we talk about it? Not even to essentially get to a clearing endpoint, but can we just talk about it? So that's really going to be the work of this first workshop, is what is even alive in my throat, in my mouth, and how am I currently filtering myself? How am I currently watering myself down? What is my current relationship like to self-expression?
I love that. What's coming up for me is being that, being unfiltered in every sense. And what's coming through when you're speaking is actually the role here, and what I'm learning through being a channel for the rose is that it's about getting out of the way. And actually allowing divine cosmic life force energy to flow through us. And actually a lot of this will be actually kind of allowing us to just pull away so that we can actually just become a clear channel. And it's so interesting, isn't it? Because we spend half of our lives trying to become someone, and then we realize, oh, it's about unbecoming everything I ever knew. Right. So this is talking to that. It's like, okay, cool. Like we may have really nailed an identity for ourselves, but actually, what if? How we create space is by becoming no one and being a channel, because that's how we really can be of service in the new earth, is by actually clearing and getting out of the way, because that's when we really can dance with life. So thank you for speaking to that, because there's something, and I'm only learning it now, the power of actually being a channel and working with an energy far beyond us through the rose. And I'm only at the beginning of that journey, but I realize how limiting it is, almost like our human expression and what's possible. And actually a lot of this will just be clearing out, allowing us to do a spring clean in all these parts, that we can really sit in alignment and allow life force energy to flow through us, like it wants to, but there's an opening, a softening that's needed in order to that be for that to be possible.
And the practice that we do is something that we can come back to again and again and again and again. It's not a one and done thing. Like any energy work, our energy is constantly ebbing and moving and flowing and shifting. So what's alive in our bodies, in our field, is gonna also be moving and shifting. So maybe some days you'll feel really open and able to express yourself exactly in the way that you want to, and maybe other days you'll be like, oh, but I thought that I cleared this and it's coming up again in a different way. And that's part of the work too, is to continue. It's this word, devotion comes up for me, devotion to this work, where it's like, okay, I'm consistently practicing this so that when it arises, it's not a backlog of all of the things I never said. It's, oh, I'm in this moment and I can feel myself withholding. And now that I'm aware and I can feel it happening, I have a choice. Because when it's unconscious, when we're not aware that it's happening, we don't ne necessarily have a choice, right? But when we're really present in the moment and we can feel, oh, my throat. Even yesterday, there was like something really small that I wanted to do with my daughter. And my husband was like, no, I'm going to put her to sleep. She's really tired. And I was like, oh, I got a little bit triggered. And then he walked away and put her to sleep and put her down to bed and came back. And I was like, it was really small. Do I even say anything? Okay, I'm going to say something. And I had the choice in that moment. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I got a little bit triggered before you walked away, and I just wanted to say it. He's like, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know. Like, did you need anything? Do you need to say anything? And I was like, no, I just needed to tell you so that it wasn't just in my body, but I could clear it in the space and then no longer be holding that energy. Something that
Interesting.
feels really important to say is with our throats, with our voices and self-expression, a lot of what is here will be things that we put in place consciously or unconsciously to protect us in some way or another, to, protect us from being exiled, pushed out of the community if we're like, if it's super radical or different than, our friend group or our workspace or our family, or sometimes it'll be something that's like, ooh, I just want to be loved in this moment. So I'm not going to say anything that's going to kind of rub up against anyone. And maybe that protection that's been put in place isn't even our own. Maybe it's our mother's or her mother's or our father's or, an ancestor from generations ago. So we're really going to be working with not just our own energy, but our lineage as well, and the collective, especially with women. Like, yes, not every woman has had the exact same experience, but I feel like so many of us can resonate with this lump in our throat, with this resistance to expressing ourselves fully, especially the most like wild, feral, untamed parts of ourselves. So yeah.
So powerful. And I wanted to actually follow on from that a bit, because the second of our workshops, we're going to be doing a bit around the ancestry piece. So I think that is also really important to name the fact that a lot of this isn't ours. Like, we hold the DNA from 14 generations. So actually, if there's a strong imprint in our field, maybe from like a grandma, a great, great, great grandma that was exiled, then we actually may have some kind of link or tie. And actually, it's about giving some of this trauma back, some of these imprints back with love, because they aren't ours, and actually choosing our path fully, because there can be entanglements with us, with our system. So we'll do a little bit of aspecting and some real curiosity of like, let's dive into our feminine line and really look at what came before, because we don't want to just kind of be in the pain. We also want to like be in the gifts of like, actually, maybe there was a singer or a dancer, and like, there's also these gifts in our field. But how often do we really get curious about the women that have come before and really kind of allow them to stand behind us in our journey today? Because they're all there, like almost kind of like cheering us on. But really, it's about bringing our ancestors into this journey of healing with us, and together we can all use that to move forward as a collective. It's a very important conversation to bring in, I think, because without regarding like what's come before and who's come before, there is no alchemy. There is no turning pain into pleasure. There is no turning our pain into our gifts. And that's what this work is all about, looking back in order to look forward.
Wow.
So that's a bit of a sneak into like workshop two, but you can really see that we're weaving here. And what's really beautiful about Dancing with Eden is like, we have very different roles we play in the world, but actually we can both bring our medicine, how it feels alive for us, but also Sisters of the Rose generally, that whole platform will be just this. It's about us coming together with women together to weave. about getting stuck in one modality. It's about knowing the room and adapting and bringing what's alive in that moment. So we will have a structure, but it'll be very much also co-created by you women that come.
Yeah, because the energy that's alive in the space completely changes the container, right? We could do the same workshop 7 times and it'll be different every time because there will be different women present. I wanted to ask you, what would you say, Natalie, to a woman who's listening, who's like, oh, is this for me? Is this the space for me? Like, I don't really know. I feel kind of nervous. I don't know what to expect. What would you say to her?
Thank you for that question. I think I would say the first step in a journey like this is just turning up and actually sitting in the space. Like, it's not even a space you need to come and say anything initially, but actually, what we're inviting is for you to step into a space where actually we are acknowledging that we want to be maybe just moving into more alignment with our true selves. And I think that's really important to name with a workshop like this, because I think we can go into the fear of like, oh my God, I'm going to be like dancing on a table or something, you know? But it's like,
I'm
no,
gonna
like,
be saying all my deepest, darkest secrets, all the things I never said.
and it's like, no, it's actually this first journey is very soft. It's a very internal journey mainly. So it's really kind of stripping back those fears around, oh God, I'm not ready to say all the things I never said. Maybe it's an invitation to kind of bring one thing you never said, or even acknowledge there might be something I never said. Like, even that intention, a tiny intention like that, is enough of an invitation to come in and sit kind of calmly and peacefully in this first workshop with us. Because as we go through the series, there will be more embodiment, there will be more spoken word, there will be more kind of, yes, more initiation into this topic. But this first workshop is a really nice way just to kind of sit and listen and actually maybe just hear from others. Because this is not a wound that just you are carrying. So yeah, the invitation is sisterhood, for this first workshop. Not even about expression, it's about being seen and felt in some kind of common themes.
I love that you brought that up. There's this really powerful thing that happens when even just one woman shares something that she's withheld. And it is this permission for the rest of us to do the same. The amount of women that I've witnessed just be themselves, just speak their minds. And been like so lit up and inspired by, and in turn have done the same for myself is wild. And that can be, you come and you sit and you do the energy work experience, which, yeah, it's very internal. We'll be sitting with our eyes closed, hands on our hearts or our wombs or our throats or our faces, and just feeling into our own experience. And there will be a chance to share, but you don't have to share. You can just listen. And the power of just witnessing another woman say, oh my God, I was scared to say XYZ, or I wanted to say no in a moment, and I said yes, and I abandoned myself. And that makes me feel really sad. The permission that we receive from that, and the things that can shift in our own bodies and energy fields from that, are massive. Yeah, so massive. So I want to speak to this kind of embodiment piece, which connects to the nervous system. A lot of the work that, even if you come to the first workshop and then you don't come to the rest, like, you've initiated yourself onto a journey of expression and opening your throat and using your voice. It might not happen tomorrow, it can be a year down the line, and you see how taking this one workshop shifted so much or opened up a whole new pathway for you. But it's not going to necessarily feel safe in the body. Because if we have programmed ourselves and our bodies to believe that it is unsafe to speak our minds, to sing, to share our words, to share a post on Instagram, if we've trained our body to believe that that is not safe, our mind and our energy like switches so quickly. But our body is of the earth. And if you think of the seasons that the earth goes through, it's slow. It's slow. One whole cycle is 365 days, you know? So our body needs so much more time to catch up with our energy. So I want to speak to the difference between unsafe and uncomfortable. Because
Thank
you can be wildly uncomfortable and still be safe. You can
Yes.
be comfortable and actually be unsafe. That brings me back to so many times in my teenage years where I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? That
Thank
was
you.
not safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I think of this window of tolerance that's about like staying within the window and understanding our window of dysregulation and regulation, but sometimes really advocating, I'm going to step out of my window because that's how I learn. That's how I grow. That's how I evolve. And the more you do this work, you have the capacity and resources and tools to do that more often. And then the comfort of the window, it expands. So our window of tolerance, our capacity to deal with life and all its ups and downs expands. So thank you for speaking to that, because I think this whole safety piece is a bit of a trap sometimes, you know, naming that, the fact that it traps us in our comfort zone. Do we really want to stay there? Is that really our truth?
And can we grow when we are just staying within what's comfortable? You know, what feels safe to our bodies. So that will come, and that's why we will be expressing ourselves using our voices. There'll be this, like open mic kind of experience as the last piece of this thread, because we need the embodiment piece. And just because your heart is racing, your hands are sweaty, your voice is shaking or cracking and breaking, doesn't mean that you're not doing it right, or that you failed, or that your throat isn't open enough. Like, that is the work. To speak when your voice is shaky, that is the work. That is the expansion. That is the opening. When I
Yes.
first moved to the town that I live in now, my friend brought me to an open mic night just out at the park, and her partner was sharing some poetry, and I was really in a season of writing a lot of poetry, and so I was like, oh man, like do I like jump in, like do I share one of my poems? And I had done a performance, like fully on stage with a mic in hand, of Have You Ever Seen a Woman Heal by Katie Trainor. You know that song, right? Oh my
Yes.
gosh, it's like 6 minutes. And I performed that at a show, but because it wasn't my own words, it kind of felt like I was wearing a mask, right? So it was easy.
Yes. Yes.
Easy. I was still nervous, you know? And when I heard my own voice through the speakers, I was like, what the fuck? And my voice cracked once. Then I was like, oh, I like lagged on a word once, and it was still beautiful and so powerful. But then being at this open mic night and sharing my own poetry, I could not control my body because I was so scared. My nervous system, I wanted to just run out of there. And like, I was like, my whole body was vibrating as I'm stood in front of, there was probably like 10, 15 people, like not very many people, still a lot of people, when like sharing that poem with one person would have been nerve-wracking, you know? But my voice was all over the place. And like, have you ever had that experience where you kind of like your body just swallows mid-word and it like breaks up? Like, oh, that happened. And I could not control my body. And that was like such powerful work. So it might not feel safe. It might not feel safe, but you are held in that feeling. You, by me, by Natalie, by the other women in the container, by the energy of the container itself, you will be held in that fear. And speaking to it, oh, is like the best thing that you can do.
I really feel like thank you so much for naming this, because I've had a few instances this week actually in more corporate environments, but I have had this. I've been coming up against it a lot, like the I don't feel safe. And it's a real interesting dance with this that we have to be very careful and mindful of the safety, the resources, and capacity we have, but also really naming the fact that actually there is a movement beyond this. And it's about how do we bring in the resources of these tools so that we can bring in more safety in any given moment. We can hold a container, but also it's about us being with our own tools so that when we have these instances in the world, we can really step in and we don't fawn, we don't fight, we don't freeze, we don't go into those same responses. So I think it's really important with this work. And yeah, I've just written down like a piece that I want to bring through around this generally, because I think actually there's a little bit of escapism when it comes to this. And I think the fact that we're naming that is a real challenge, because this red thread isn't about shyness and softness. It's about the wild woman. It's about, look, like our power is in our sacral. And actually, this is about really allowing us to take our power and sovereignty and our place in the world, because our souls chose to be here in this timeline at this time, a very powerful time in the world. So anyone that's here on Earth at this time has a bigger mission. So it's like we're calling into your, like you into your mission. And that's what this work is. It's not, yeah, it's not got the shyness and timidness. It can, but there's some real sovereignty we're inviting you to remember through this, because you are powerful. You just need to remember.
Oh, and something that was coming up as you were speaking that was this, like, I just imagined myself, like, just taking off all my clothes and standing vulnerably, and like how that would feel. And I recently went to a women's festival in BC called Earth Daughters. And there was something called the Vulva Temple. And I actually did. I stood up in front of 40 to 50 women and undressed and sat at the front of the group and opened my legs and spoke to my yoni, my vulva, as I looked at her in a mirror in front of all these women. And I was like, not only was I physically naked and vulnerable, but I was emotionally naked and vulnerable. I was sobbing. And the women that were watching me, they weren't judging me. They weren't shaming me. They weren't, doing all the things that I would be afraid of. Like, oh my God, do they think I'm ugly, or I don't know, like, do they think I'm gross and disgusting? No, they were just sat there crying with me, loving me, celebrating me. And I had so many women come up to me for the rest of the festival and just celebrate me for sitting up there. Some women saying, like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. I can't believe you did that. You have no idea how inspiring that is. So, coming back to this, like, nakedness, you're not going to be naked. We're not going to be physically naked, but we're going to be asking you to strip away the layers of protection that you've placed, which is essentially like the clothing, right? Or the armors, the shields, and be emotionally naked, be vocally naked, be naked in your self-expression. But I just want you to imagine what it would feel like to witness another woman do that and be like, oh my gosh, what always comes up for me is like, we're allowed to do that. I'm allowed to do that. We're allowed to do this. I
Yeah,
had no
looking
idea.
around like, hang on, what? Like, how did this happen? Yeah, a reclamation. Like, it feels like a really a reclamation. This work really is a reclamation into kind of all of those parts that haven't felt accepted. And it's beautiful to start with a voice, but there'll be a journey through all the parts of us that we feel like actually there's not been this freedom for energy to flow and move easily. So I can't wait to begin this. It really feels like we very much speak to this as also this Mary Magdalene and the Rose are guiding us. So me and Eden have a bit of a plan, but we also are very much led by the thread. So the red thread is guiding us in creating this, which is really beautiful, because actually this is very much a movement of the divine feminine and the feminine moving through me and Eden as channels, as vessels. But actually it's quite beautiful to name that, because actually we don't know where we're headed, right? Because it's like something guiding us, and it's a very much a collective action. So also name, we'll have a rough plan, but it's a co-creation, and we can't wait for you to step in and meet you.
I'm so excited because this has been something that I have been working with my voice and my throat and my expression for years now, for 4 or 5 years. So to be able to now hold space and create containers for women to do the same feels just like such a beautiful gift. And I'm so stoked that we get to do it together, Natalie.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I'm so excited.
Well, are there any last pieces that you want to speak to?
I don't think so. I think it's just for me, the word remembrance is coming up as the deep part of this like workshop invitation. Is like what I will say is that any women listening to this now, like, this is about remembering. This isn't about reading all the books or like being all there with all of the podcasts. It's about you already have this divine wisdom and guidance within you. You already have everything you need, and actually all we're doing is supporting you to remember. So I think that's just really important, because we don't want you to come in having to kind of understand and logically like gain something. It's about stripping back to fully become. And that feels just like a really important ending, because the remembering is the beginning.
Wow. Well, mic drop. That was beautiful. Yeah, I don't have anything to add either, but I love that remembering and then reclamation. Yeah. Beautiful.
See you all on the 22nd. We can't wait to meet
Yeah,
you.
so the link will be in the description below. It's on July 22nd, 2024. The replay will be available for anyone who can't make it live. So yeah, we've had to do it, of course, because I'm in Canada and Natalie right now is in the UK. So we've had to do it at a time that works for both. So it might not work for everyone. And thank goodness for, technology and recording. So you will have access to the replay. And again, this is something that you can come back to daily, weekly. This is a practice that you can start to really integrate into your everyday experience. It doesn't have to be as in-depth as we are going to go, but just to even close the eyes, put your hand on your throat and be like, okay, what's here today?
Yeah, I think it's also important to say that we will be creating like a red thread toolkit or kind of like resource library, so that we're building momentum of transmissions that are coming through us. So you'll be able to sign up to kind of this journey with the red thread and have all of these videos and resources in one place. So that will also be something we'll be offering. And I also want to mention, 22nd of July isn't just any day, it's the day of Mary Magdalene. So we are starting our work on the day of Mary Magdalene. So it's a very important day. So I thought that that was also really important to mention, because that came through as the day to begin, because it's the day where her energy is the highest. She's really celebrated all around the world. So it's really a beautiful day to start this journey.
Yeah, thank you for adding that. 'Cause yeah, I feel like some people might be like Monday morning.
Yeah,
Strange
what?
time.
It's like it's
Strange
because
time.
it's the beginning.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, yeah, we hope to see you there or to feel you there in spirit as you watch the replay. And if you have, as always, if you have any questions or just want to chat, feel free to reach out to either Natalie or myself. I'll put both of our Instagrams and the Sisters of the Rose Instagram in these show notes as well. But Thank you for being here this morning,
Thank you
Natalie.
for inviting me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you soon.